Welcome to the Anesthesiology Journal podcast, an audio interview of study authors and editorialists.
Hello, I'm Jim Rathmel, professor of anesthesia at Harvard Medical School and chair of the Department of Anesthesiology, Perioperative and Pain Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital. I'm one of the executive editors for Anesthesiology, and you're listening to an anesthesiology podcast that we've designed for physicians and scientists interested in the research that appears in the journal. Today, we're going to talk with the senior author, or two of the authors, of an original research article, and the author of an accompanying editorial view that appear in the June 2021 issue. With us today are Drs. Lena Sun and Nick Davis. Dr. Sun is Emmanuel Papper Professor of Anesthesiology and Pediatrics at Columbia University Medical Center, as well as Vice Chair and Chief of the Division of Pediatric Anesthesia in the Department of Anesthesiology at Columbia University Medical Center in New York, New York. Dr. Davis is Assistant Clinical Professor in the Department of Anesthesiology at University of California, San Francisco in San Francisco, California. Dr. Sun and Davis are two of the authors on an article that appears in the June 2021 issue of the journal titled Ultrasound Evaluation of Gastric Emptying Time in Healthy Term Neonates After Formula Feeding. Dr. Sun and Davis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
We also have with us today Dr. Laszlo Witzkitz. Dr. Witzkitz is head of pediatric anesthesia in the Department of Anesthesiology, Pharmacology, and Intensive Care at the University Hospital of Geneva, and he is one of the executive editors of Anesthesiology. Dr. Witzkitz authored an editorial that accompanies Dr. Sun and Davis's original research article in the June 2021 issue of the journal, and it's titled Neonatal Preoperative Fasting, Time for a Change. Dr. Witzkitz, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hello, and thank you for organizing this podcast and looking forward to this discussion.
Dr. Sun, congratulations on the publication of your study. Let's start by setting the stage for listeners. The current ASA fasting guidelines for formula-fed infants in the periprocedural setting is 6 hours. How was that recommendation first established, and what's the impact of 6 hours of fasting on neonates?
Well, actually, the guidelines that are established based on essentially very little evidence in terms of from the literature, from observational studies. We actually felt that these guidelines were much more rigid than they need to be because if you take care of neonates, you know that they actually are fed as often as 2 to 3 hours, and 6 hours far exceed what we normally see in newborn babies. This prolonged period of fasting actually generates, you know, both patient safety issues as well as parental satisfaction and unhappiness because of prolonged fasting in newborns can result in hypoglycemia and dehydration, both of which are actually physiologically very unwanted side effects. And moreover, parents who have very hungry babies are very unhappy because their babies are very unhappy. So these are all reasons for us to actually look at this particular issue.
Right. So anybody who's been around a neonate knows you wouldn't dream of going 6 hours without feeding them. So you set out to use ultrasound to determine gastric volumes in neonates after formula feeding. What was your study's original hypothesis?
Well, our hypothesis really is that gastric empty volume is a way that we're going to look at how quickly the stomach empties, and that in healthy newborns, after formula feeding, it will be shorter than the current guideline of 6 hours of fasting.
Dr. Davis, I'll turn to you. Talk us through how you conducted the study.
Yeah, of course. So you heard from Dr. Sun the impetus for the study, but we initially wanted to do formula and breastfed babies, but we stuck with formula fed only because it seemed easier to quantify the amount of feed. So initial ultrasounds were done in the well baby nursery. We did serial ultrasounds on every newborn, an initial ultrasound before feeding, and then immediately afterwards every 15 minutes or so. And we did ultrasounds every 15 minutes until we got returned to baseline on our gastric antral study.
It actually sounds like a fun study to participate in. So how accurate is the use of two-dimensional cross-sectional area in estimating gastric volume?
The short answer is that it's highly accurate. Obviously, some caveats. So there's been a number of studies kind of correlating volume of feeds with gastric antral ultrasounds. But, of course, those were all done in adults and aren't really validated for newborns. Kind of best fit regression models are out there for adults as well, but again, not really validated in neonates. And I kind of love telling this story. So the gold standard is an MRI for gastric emptying. And initially I wanted to involve a radiology department. And when I told them about this, they kind of laughed me out of the room and they're like, that's not possible. But we were able to find a radiologist who was willing to help us with this. So ask around.
What did you learn?
Initial findings of our 48 recruited newborns, and we were only able to do final analysis in 46, was that gastric emptying times ranged from about 45 to 150 minutes. And the average time was 93 minutes. And that is far less than you imagine than the six-hour fasting time that we discussed earlier. We had a few limitations, I'd say. We did only do formula-fed babies, as I mentioned before. The volume of feeds was not standardized, and there is a bit of user variability between the ultrasounds, so I'd say those are kind of the weakest points of the study.
Now, Dr. Sun and Davis, I'm going to ask you both this, but Dr. Vitsis will discuss it in a minute. Do we have enough information today to reduce fasting times for infants undergoing elective surgery? What do you think?
Well, let me go first. I think that, you know, we set out to provide evidence that we don't really need 6 hours for formula babies. And I think our studies actually provide that evidence that, in fact, the outer limit, the upper range of gastric emptying time in newborn after formula feeding is 2.5 hours. I realize that this is only one study, but I think that we have definitely the first set of evidence that one would like to have to really seriously consider changing the guidelines.
Yes, and I agree with you. I feel like I personally have liberalized some clears for my patients, but obviously Dr. Sun and I had a hypothesis that we thought was correct, so we're a little bit biased, so I'm actually really curious to know what others think about this. This is just one more data point, as Dr. Sun said, but how much data do we need? And clearly there's more variables than just gastric volume and gastric emptying, but I'd like to see what a consensus is.
All right. Well, Dr. Wittges, I want to turn to your editorial. It also appears in the June 2020 issue of the journal, and you consider a lot of the questions we've just come up with, how much data is enough and so forth. Your editorial is entitled Neonatal Preoperative Fasting, Time for a Change. You do a terrific job of putting this article in perspective. To start out, where did we come up with the six-hour fasting rule for infants? Because you went into a bit more detail there.
So maybe it's best to start answering this question from a broader historical perspective, because if you consider the evolution of fasting guidelines from the very beginning of surgical anesthesia, you should realize that these guidelines are mostly based on expert opinion without substantial support of the scientific literature. Then from the 1970s and 80s, there were some radioisotope studies and then the gastric ultrasound studies that added some sciences, but these studies did not and could not explore the most important question, that is, what is the relationship between the length of preoperative fasting and pulmonary aspiration? So we simply have no data to answer these questions, and hence we remain with expert opinion. Now, to come back to your question, and I can just echo Dr. Sun's comments on this, that the previous and also the current ASA guidelines recommend the six-hour fasting period for infant formula before elective procedures. And it's important to realize that this is an opinion-based recommendation, as most of the recommendations on fasting. And members of the guidelines committee also acknowledge themselves that the literature is insufficient to evaluate the effect of timing of the ingestion of infant formula on the perioperative incidence of aspiration or gastric volume. So basically, we apply, based on expert opinions, the adult rules to infants.
All right. I'll pose the question to you that you ask and then answer in your editorial. What should we do with these data, and should they prompt us to change preoperative fasting guidelines in neonates?
Well, I personally believe that this new data add additional and reassuring information to change fasting guidelines in neonates, and I know that many of my colleagues think the same way. So indeed, what we know is that the incidence of pulmonary aspiration in children is very low and also results in very low morbidity. And also there are observational cohort studies that suggest that there is no difference in the incidence of pulmonary aspiration between elective and emergency surgeries in children. And as Lena also told, we also know that the proposed 6-hour fasting recommendation very often leads to an over an 8 to 10-hour long fasting in these small babies, which is clearly bad. So this is obviously not a level 1 evidence, not even level 4 evidence, strictly speaking. So there is a debate remaining at the opinion-based level. But my personal opinion is, yes, we could change these guidelines and get down to at least for a 4-hour long recommendation.
Now, what about preterm infants?
Well, we don't have much data, but some studies suggest that gastric emptying time after formula feeding in preterm babies is less than 4 hours. Again, there is preterm and preterm, and each patient should be considered on an individual basis depending on the underlying pathologies, but probably relatively similar to term neonates.
Well, do you think we need additional studies, or are you comfortable reducing fasting times in very young based on already available evidence? I think you've probably answered that, but maybe you can expand on the need for additional studies and what's practical.
So, yeah, I'm comfortable to put it simply, but as told, this study brings some important arguments but does not answer, obviously, the question whether it is safe or not to reduce preop fasting in neonates or in children at large. But again, given the low incidence of pulmonary aspiration, it will be virtually impossible to plan an appropriately powered study to answer this question. As I told, there are several lines of evidence suggesting that reducing fasting times is safe even if uncertainty remains, but I'm pretty comfortable with this uncertainty.
Dr. Sun and Davis, what comes next for you and your research group?
The original plan is actually to follow these newborns when they are between 4 to 6 months of age and 9 to 12 months of age to see whether or not the gastric empty time in infants would be comparable to newborns. Unfortunately, the pandemic intervened, and we could not really do the follow-up studies in the newborn cohort because all research activities were suspended. So our plans are now to actually recruit a new group of 4 to 6 months olds when we are able to resume our research and do these studies in this age group and hope to follow this particular age group when they become 9 to 12 months of age.
Dr. Davis?
No, that's absolutely correct. We were initially trying to follow these babies throughout, but as you just heard, they're all too old at this point. So we'll see if we can recruit a new cohort.
Terrific. I hope today's discussion will lead many of you listening to read this new article that appears in the June 2021 issue of Anesthesiology, where you can learn more about neonatal fasting and gastric emptying. Doctors John Wanderer and myself created an infographic that appears in the same issue, and it's titled Ultrasound Insights into Neonatal Fasting, Get the NP-Know, where we highlight the primary findings of these articles. Dr. Sun, Davis, and Vutskit, thank you for joining me today and for the terrific explanations.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Anesthesiology Journal Podcast, the official peer-reviewed journal of the American Society of Anesthesiologists. Check anesthesiology.org for an archive of this podcast and other related content.